A man who wants to be with me and my baby.
Family problems.
My son ain't even in this. Don't you ever talk about my kids, okay?
Challenges with romance, chaos on the job.
I'm not about to ask no customer to roll over so I can punch some clock. I am in charge of the girl.
Stuck in a tough situation, or maybe you just need advice. Get advice from Wanda. It's Situations with Wanda Smith on the Ryan Cameron Morning Show on the People Station, V103.
It is the People Station, V103, ATL's number one for hip-hop and R&B, the Ryan Cameron Morning Show with me, Wanda Smith. And yeah, it's time for Situations, and I must say to you, Mr. Cameron, that I didn't, normally we talk about situations and we discuss it in the office and the whole nine.
Normally.
Yeah, normally, but, you know, you were busy yesterday.
I know, I was.
And, you had things to do, so we kind of did it without you.
Uh-huh.
But this morning, this situation right here is a little different, but it's live. So I want y'all to right now go ahead and log on to watchv103.com.
Right.
And Twitter people, get ready.
Okay.
So we have Shanae in the studio, and Shanae was presented with a challenging situation that a lot of women deal with but never speak about it in the public.
Mm.
Well, Shanae can't take it anymore, and she's ready to keep it 100. So there are a lot of women that are going through this, and the kids are, you know, they're home, so we know they're not listening. So they're asleep.
Yeah, school's out.
And this is the only reason why I'm doing this situation right now.
Okay.
All right. You ready? All right. So here's the call I got, and then I decided to bring her in. Here's the call.
Wanda, this is Janae. I got a situation. I got to run past it. I got to get it off my chest. You know, it's been hovering, so I need some help. I met this guy on my birthday. Really nice looking guy. I mean, really, really nice guy. Like, we sat down. My birthday party was at Medusa, so we had bottles and stuff. I turn around. He done took care of all the bottles. He got a dope car. He got a great job. He's not in the industry. He was like, ideal. I'm like, okay. Then he's super sweet. He sends these fabulous text messages and, you know, calls throughout the day. And I'm like, damn, this is what I've been looking for. So fast forward 5 months later, we decide, you know, we're going to take a vacation. We go to Vegas. Because he was like, that's your spot. I'm going to take you to Vegas. And at first, we were like, we're not going to do anything because he was like, I want to wait until we get married or wait till we're out of the country. But, you know, you're in Vegas, you're drinking. We turn up, go back to the room, there's champagne in the room, girl, there's strawberries in the room. I'm like, yes, boo, we about to get it popping. So we kissing and everything is going well. I'm like, yes, it's about to be my dude. Girl, Wanda, this dude dropped his pants and I swear to God, girl, I swear to God, I was staring at a Sharpie. Man, no. I'm staring at a lip gloss, like a Carmex size. And this is all just like rock and roll. Like, he's ready to go. And he puts his hands on his hips, like, dun, 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 dun. Like, you know, like Superman. And you know my good. And I'm trying not to laugh, and then I'm trying not to be pissed. Because I waited 5 months. And I'm sitting there looking at him like, how is this going to go? And I'm going to tell you this, it went bad. And I loved everything about him. I had even told my mom, like, this is the one. We did it. It was horrible because it's a Sharpie. I couldn't feel nothing, okay? Well, that's the problem. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe that's why people shouldn't have sex until they get married. Because now I'm disheveled. I had to break up with him. I didn't want to talk to him anymore. And I blocked his. Am I wrong? Am I wrong for having needs that I know I can't be with somebody and they can't be met? Tuck us up. Let me know. That's my situation.
Okay. There. That was just so eloquently put together. Like, it was so well put together. And I know we're going to hurt a lot of feelings this morning. And you know what? That's just too bad.
Yes.
So yes. Shanae is in the studio, and I mean, everything, you said everything, you liked everything about this guy, everything, until y'all got ready to do something, and it was so small, oh my God.
But what, you know, here's the thing, I'm like, what do you do, you know, what do you do, because guys talk about girls and our lacks or our shortcomings all the time, but
right,
we don't never hear a song where you just dogging a dude because of his size. But it's true, and I could tell he was trying to hold his self-esteem together. I could tell because he was looking down and I couldn't make eye contact, so it just went astray. You know, it's supposed to be a love making, and you like,
right,
yes,
right.
Boo, I feel you. I couldn't feel him. I was like, that's it.
That's it. Hey, you was looking under the bed. Is there more?
In the closet. I'm like, he's hiding it.
Is it in the car? in your shoe?
Go back. You left your thing at home. Go pick that up. And I was so hurt, like in my spirit. So, girl, after we get done, we getting ready to go to dinner, and I'm putting on my makeup, and I'm fighting back tears because I was like, it's over.
Wait a minute. You are fighting back what?
The tears. I was like, I'm putting on eyeliner. Like, I wanted to leave so bad. Like, and he had the nerve at dinner to say, so tell me what you think. Lord Jesus. You know what I thought.
So, girl, did he think in his mind that he was packing?
No, I just think that he thought I was going to be okay with it because we had started to like each other.
Right, right, right.
But at that moment, all the romance, all the love, all my likes went out the window.
So you don't like anything about him, girl, because he was small?
No, I hated everything about it.
My God.
I was like, why your knees shaped like that? Why your head shaped like that? Girl, I'm at dinner, livid. Like, everything. Like, you got a crooked tooth on the side. He ain't got no crooked teeth. But in my mind, everything was wrong. With that. So I'm like, it's a disability because there's nothing really they could do. But you need a handicap sticker on your testicles to let people know. Like, it's a disability.
Okay. Okay.
Handicap sticker.
A handicap
on his testicles.
Because it's a disability. You need to be able to look in there and know he got a handicap stall downstairs. So you start asking, you know what it is.
A handicap stall on his
really? A handicap
sticker. That's so you think they should start giving out handicap stickers and the guy should have to wear it?
Easy.
That's what you're saying?
Easy.
I just think they should know. Don't you think? Because guys know what we have for
the most part. Right.
We don't know. You know, but for the most part, though, y'all know. Like, you're going to go like, okay.
It's a hot dog bun.
Well,
you don't know if it's a ballpark, Frank?
You don't know at all.
That was you.
Right.
My question is this. Did you stay?
Well, my flight left in the morning anyways.
Okay.
So here's the funny thing. He was like, you didn't even sleep in the covers. He was like, you slept fully clothed on the corner of the bed. I slept for 3 hours. I got up at 5. My flight didn't leave till 1. Girl, I packed everything. I was like, I'm about to go downstairs and gamble. So he got up. And he was like, I guess I'll go gamble too.
Oh, my God. You know, when we come back.
Ask Honest Girls.
When it comes to guys, that is sales method. For sure. Be good. The better.
Does size matter? Yes. And anyone that says that is lying. But then girls differ, so it's about finding the right person.
Does size matter in the bedroom? Yes, I think so. But I think you can get too big and too small. So I think most girls will be kind of the bigger the better, but that's not for me. There's kind of an ideal range.
Does size matter? I would say yes, but if the person is gifted in the sense that they know what they're doing, why not?
Oh, my gosh.
Does size matter? No, not really. So long as you're not too big and not too small, No, it doesn't really matter too much. But no, don't worry, boys, it's fine.
I don't think it's a rule. It's your own personal preference. So I do suggest dip your toe in different sizes and figure out which one suits you.
What counts as too big and too small depends on the girl. Everybody's different and it's just finding someone who fits you.
Too big and too small, it depends on the lady. And how much she can take. I think it just depends on the girl, really, and what they like and what they don't like.
I would argue that there are two size ranges. So I guess when you're talking about that, I think I would prefer, and a lot of people are going to disagree, I prefer a smaller one than a larger one in some circumstances, because then it's not that fun. It's quite painful for me. But obviously you still want to feel it. So
with the small size of the spectrum, you don't know what's actually happening or finishing or starting. With the large size of the spectrum, it feels like a proper intensive yoga session where you need to breathe, relax, and take a deep breath and go for it and then have another break and so on. So it feels quite exhausting. But it happens in the end and it's quite beautiful, so it's fine.
Have I had extreme experiences? Yes. and not in a good way. But I'm a lady, so I won't go into details on that one.
Is it a deal breaker for a guy's size in the bedroom? Maybe. It depends to what extreme. I mean, if it's like the biggest thing you've ever seen and it's just sex is kind of impossible, then kind of yes. But I don't know. I've never been in that position to say, so.
Is it a deal breaker? No, it's not, because there's so many other things. Like, the guy could be the sweetest guy and be so considerate and not have the best size, but there's ways of getting around it. It's fine. Yeah.
Ask Honest Girls.
Oh, size, as in height or width or strength. There's so many different sizes.
Does size matter?
I don't know why guys are so like freaked out about that.
No, not at all. That's no, no.
No?
No. It's how you use it.
No. No.
Not necessarily.
Yes. Because you gotta feel it.
No.
Being confident with your body is more important.
Yes. Look at that one.
Depends on which context, or maybe.
Sorry.
It depends on what you're talking about. Size of your wallet, size of your ego.
It depends.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Actually, I take my answer back. Size does not matter. It's what you know how to do with it.
If you're connected with the person, it really doesn't.
No. In any case.
Size only matters if it's... Yes, it does. Yes.
A little.
And I assume that you're talking about sex, and I assume you're talking about a man's penis. And how much pleasure that can give a woman definitely does matter.
It's all how you use it.
If it matters to you, it matters.
No.
I don't think it matters, no.
Sometimes? yeah, it's a hard one.
Size.
It matters.
Oh, well. Sure.
When I was younger, I would say no. But as I'm older, I think yes. Luckily, I have a husband that is 6'4" and big feet.
No, size doesn't matter as long as there's love, so. Size doesn't matter.
When you're talking about the heart or the vision, size matters.
I think it matters to me. Because if the way a man wants to get satisfied is the way a woman wants to get satisfied. So if it's too small, if you are not enjoying it, then you don't feel good.
No.
No.
This is Indie Girl Radio.
I was walking down the street the other day, trying to distract myself, but then I see your face. Oh wait, that's someone else. Oh, trying to play it coy, trying to make it disappear, but just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here. In my room there's a king-size space, bigger than it used to be. If you want you can rent that place, call me an amenity. Even if it's in my dreams. Ooh, it's taking up a fraction of my mind.
I'm a bad liar. I see how your tension builds. It's like looking in a mirror. You're touched like a happy pill, but still all we do is fear. What could possibly happen next? Can we focus on the love? Paint my kiss across your chest. If you're the art, I'll be the brush. Ooh, you're taking up a fraction of my mind. Oh, every time I watch you slip and tighten. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to think about you. No, 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 not to think about you. Oh, no, 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 I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to give in to you. On fire, guess I'm a bad liar. And oh, baby, let's make reality, actuality, a reality. Oh, baby, let's make reality, actuality, a reality. I'm a bad liar.
At DirecTV, we believe being ranked number one in customer satisfaction is cause for celebration. We believe being named one of the greenest companies in the world highlights our enduring commitment to the environment. That winning 7 Emmy Awards in technical achievement showcases our innovative spirit. Each day we redefine what DirecTV can be, because we believe there's no place for ordinary when you entertain the extraordinary. Don't just watch TV. DirecTV.
At JJ Plus Size and Big and Tall, we love our beautiful girls with curves and our sexy big and tall guys. We carry the very best clothing, fashions, and accessories from around the world. JJ Plus Size and Big and Tall carries the very best tops, bottoms, shirts, shoes, dresses, jeans, suits, lingerie, bras, panties, sexy costumes, and even pinup. We carry the very best from Lane Bryant, Destination XL, swimsuits for all, Amazon, Additional L, Torrid, Macy's, Spanx, Rochester Big and Tall, and Curvy Kate, just to name a few. So if you have trouble finding the right fit for your bootylicious curves, finding shoes for your size 17s, or finding the right bra for your voluptuous double Ds, please visit DeeJay.com. That's DeeJay.com.
Sucker for your night. quality. Hey, hey. It ain't what it cost you. It might be a dollar, as long as it shocks you. Memory, electricity, mind if I steal a kiss? A little souvenir. Hey. Can I steal it from you? To memorize the way you shock me. The way you move it here. Just wanna feel it from you. Hey.
Don't be afraid to catch fish. Ride your cup and chase through. I know you ain't afraid to pop pills. Hey. Baby, I know you ain't scared to catch fish. Feels with me.
Goddamn. I know you love to make an entrance. Do you like getting paid attention? You mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you along.
Don't be afraid to catch pills.
Don't be afraid to catch these pills.
Ride your cup and chase through.
Yeah.
I know you ain't afraid to pop pills. Baby, I know you ain't scared to catch pills. Pills with me. Don't be afraid to catch pills.
No, no.
This is the One Star Radio Network.
Look at the phone lines, though. Look at the phone lines. She may not be the only person that feels this way.
I called my mom, and I was like, Mom.
Yeah, how'd that conversation
walk
go?
Me through this. She was like, damn, Shanae. That's what she said.
Your mama said, damn.
Yeah. She was like,
That's a problem for us.
Yeah. There's no way around it. Like, what do you do? Yeah. You can't make that better.
So you winding down for 5 months.
Yeah.
And then you get it. And that's why some people, like, I'm like, I think like a dude. Go ahead, let's go on and get this out of the way, because if I wait, I promise you, I'm not a waiter.
You're not a waiter?
Boy, boy, you got, boy, please. You better call him.
But we were talking about, like, wedding.
He got this, like, the first week.
That's something else.
And we're married.
That's something else.
I was like, yes, keeper.
Right. That's what, that was smart. Because you don't get to Vegas and be hurt.
We got more coming up with Situations. B103.
When it comes to the penis, does size and shape matter? There are so many different sizes and shapes and techniques and preferences that it's really hard to say. But there's definitely a good and a bad of every shape and size. And here are a couple of the most common ones. So, the burrito. Well, the burrito is big. It's gigantic. It's huge. It's like, you know, ta-da. The good, it fills you up completely. Like, you can't, there's nowhere else to go. It creates major pressure and stimulation in all areas because you are just so completely full. The bad? Sometimes guys with burritos are overly proud of their big guys. And that can be a problem because they can get either too aggressive and they forget that a woman's vagina, like taffy, needs to be warmed up and stretched or else it can really hurt. It can tear. It can tear so badly you could end up in the hospital. Like, actually, you could end up in the hospital if you tear that badly. Guys also with burritos and their pride of their burritos don't really care about technique. They haven't practiced much because they're so used to just being like, look at what I have for you. But they haven't honed any technique. They haven't cared enough to focus on that. And I'm not saying that every guy with a burrito is like that, but some of them are. So those are the bad. And some girls, they just don't like having that much stuffed inside of them. It can be so big that it's like, it's overwhelming. In fact, some guys with burritos, they experience girls who say, you know, oh, sorry, buddy, like, that is just too much, not going there. That is not coming anywhere close to me. I'm afraid of it. That happens. So another, the banana. So like a banana laying on its back, right? So it's kind of like the come hither of a finger, sort of shaped up like a hook, but upside down hook. The good. Because it's hooked and it's constantly shaped like this, when you go inside missionary style, it's always hitting the G-spot. It's always hitting the upper wall. Well, not always hitting the G-spot, but always hitting the upper wall. And that's where the G-spot is. So even if the guy has very little technique, it's probably going to feel really good anyway. The bad. Guys who have bananas, because of the hooked shape or the banana shape, can be a little insecure. And they, some guys even apologize for that shape, and because they don't realize how common it actually is. Well, guys with bananas, no need to apologize. Like, it doesn't matter. Even if you have no natural or practiced skill, you're good. You don't even know it. So stop being insecure about it. Another bad about the banana is that backwards, some of the more interesting positions, the banana is not hitting the upper wall. It's going down. So you're now that sensation is opposite. So you're not experiencing it. So missionary, awesome with the banana. The hook, opposite of the banana. The hook is going down. And the problem with the hook, well, the good of the hook is doggy style is awesome. Because similar to a banana, you are hitting that upper wall. So you're hitting that G-spot, and it's fantastic. And there are so many of those really fun, interesting sex positions are great. Like a backwards cowgirl, because you're riding it backwards and it's constantly hitting that upper wall, and there goes that G-spot. The bad. Well, traditional missionary, if you're into missionary, you're not gonna get that sensation on the upper wall, and you're really not gonna get much going on. Even if they try and angle up, they're still not going to be hitting the upper wall. So that's a bummer. But that's okay, because there's always techniques and things that can make you feel good, and it's not always just about hitting the upper wall. The clit has a lot to do with it too, so not to worry. Then the pocket rocket. The pocket rocket is a smaller penis, but do not underestimate him, you guys. Guys and girls, pocket rockets can get a bad rap, and they really shouldn't, because small can be very powerful. I mean, the pocket rocket, the vibrator called the pocket rocket, the most popular vibrator is small. Don't forget about that. And that's like the go-to for chicks, the pocket rocket. So now you have a pocket rocket in the flesh. Okay, and that's the good. Sometimes girls don't like to have so much filling. They like it, the penis to touch a little more shallow. And guys who have pocket rockets, they generally know that they're a little smaller. So they have perfected their technique. I mean, they have really focused on making sure their technique is fantastic. They also make sure that they take care of you orally, oftentimes, because they feel like they need to make up for what they don't have down there. So they are awesome at head. Not always, but this is all generalizations. And that is fantastic. So regardless of size, the little guys can be amazing. They also are great to please, because every size penis has about the same amount of nerve endings. So a very big burrito or a small pocket rocket, they're all gonna have about the same amount of nerve endings, which means for the guy with a pocket rocket, they're closer together. They're all right there, like women with smaller breasts. You know, nipples, it's all of the nerves are right there. So with a guy, they're more sensitive. They're also so much easier to give head to, and it's much more enjoyable because your mouth is not going to get exhausted really quickly. It's just it's more fun. There's more things that you can do with your mouth, so it's you enjoy it with the pocket rocket. The bad, you're not going to get filled up. And some girls, that's what they like. They like to feel filled up, and you aren't going to get that with a pocket rocket. Now, of course, all penises have their own personalities, just like women and just like vaginas. So there are differences with all of them. They're not all the same. The sensations aren't all the same. Some people like love making fast, some like slow, some like deep, some like shallow. And of course, a combination of all of them. But just have an awareness of the different sizes and shapes, and the good and the bad, and what you can do about them, and how to please them, and how they can please you, and you will have an amazing sex life.
Hey guys, thanks for plugging in to Let's Talk Sex right here on Infobox TV, and it's your girl Chris. And in the studio with me, I have two wonderful guests, Vanessa and Josiah. You guys are welcome. So we're going to be discussing if size matters in a relationship. Josiah, does size matter in a relationship?
As a man, I would say no, because it's irrelevant. The size of your penis has nothing to do with what you can offer in a relationship. But then if it's just a sexual thing, then yeah. If we're just meeting to have sex, then size will matter. But if it's a relationship, then size shouldn't be the focal point of a relationship.
Okay, so Vanessa, what do you think?
For me, it's a matter.
Okay.
Because the feelings is first. You know, you can have a small penis when it doesn't do anything to me, because when you're having sex, you need to feel what you are doing.
Okay, so you don't like small penises?
Not small, not big, no matter.
What is middle size? What is normal size?
You know that guys actually have some stuff to measure their things.
Okay? Really?
Yeah.
Have you measured your penis before?
Never had.
But you know that
ruler to measure my penis.
Is there also something to measure the size of the vagina?
No. The vagina? For the vagina is the penis who
No, no, it's funny that. Where you don't have something.
I have some objects with me right here. Okay, let's just say this is the size of
a big one.
A dick.
Big and short.
So what's this?
Big and short.
This is a big and short penis.
Yep.
And this?
Big and long.
And this?
Small shots.
So you can't ever go for this?
Like seriously, please.
What about
no.
this?
But that's
it's a horse. No.
So tell me,
it's
Vanessa,
not
okay, among everything here, okay. what do you think is the right size? Your kind of right size?
For me, with this.
This size?
Yep.
So viewers, is this up to like 6 inches? Because I think 6 inches is the
it's the normal size.
Well, ideally 5.2
yeah, to 5.2
to
6.2,
right?
Yeah.
It's normal one, so below and...
Well, then that rules me out, because, you know, we over here.
All right, guys, so tell me, apart from the penis, right, do you think the woman's vagina also matters in this situation?
Right, in this situation, of course it matters, because as a guy, if you're having sex, you don't want to feel like you're going swimming. Right.
So have you ever gone swimming?
Yeah. I mean, when I was 18, 19, I was dating a woman, she was about 29. And, you know, you get down to do business.
But please,
you just...
don't you think that it's because your own was small?
Yeah.
But why would I think
I was
that?
Gonna say that?
Why would
yeah.
I think that? Why would I think that? I have to think the fact that it's because she's older and she's more experienced than I am. It feels
no,
like...
No, it doesn't
more,
matter.
People...
Maybe, it doesn't matter.
Maybe your penis wasn't matured enough.
This is Indie Girl Radio.
Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take you back to my shrine. And I'ma need a whole night. And a little bit more. I'ma need a
shouldn't know. I feel like it's just you and me on the floor. We in need of a moment. Are we ever gonna know? You should make up your mind. Take it back to my shrine. Don't you pay them no mind. Let them be, let them go. She was made for my eyes. We escaped the times. And I'ma need the whole night. And a little bit more.
Indie Girl Yoga and Fitness, we pride ourselves on giving the total health and fitness experience to people of all shapes and sizes. We offer the best programs from around the world for weight loss, weight gain, toning up, body positivity, and even sex positive. We also have the very best active and sportswear from Nike, Yoga Outlet, Swimsuits for All, New Balance, Under Armour, and Champ Sports, just to name a few. Whether you want to lose weight, tone up, or get that big old booty, check us out at IndieGirlWorld.com. That's IndieGirlWorld.com.
Taking a family of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Step right up. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Let's take our time tonight, girl. Above us all the stars are watching. There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing all alone. There's no reason to hide what we're feeling inside right now. But you won't. Can you feel it, baby?
Just warming
up. Seems like you're ready for more, more, more. Let's just kiss till we're naked. Ooh, Versace.
Yeah, yeah. So look, this is the homie, man, Jack. But I got the homie Pinky here with you, man. And she agrees with baby girl, man. She was like, girl, at least you weren't in it for the money. You was being real with yourself because you was going to cheat on him. It wasn't going to work out for you. You got to know what you want. Just because the money good, the wine and dining was good. If that man can't let no pipe, girl, and can't lick that thing right.
You got to go.
You're going to be mad with your life.
You absolutely right. You absolutely right. Forever is a long time to be unhappy.
That's right, girl. You got to know what you want in life. That ain't what you want.
Girl, you jumping in, girl.
That ain't what's happening.
Yes. At all, right? I appreciate that.
Yeah, so you did the right thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that, girl. You know what you want.
Thank you.
Amen, Church and Tabernacle. Right.
Thank you for jumping in, girl.
All right.
Lay it down. Bye.
There's a condition we call micropenis where the male organ is less than 3 centimeters when erect. That's a medical condition. It can hardly penetrate a woman. That one is abnormal. But anything more than 3 centimeters when erect, though there's a wide variation, the size really does not matter. Really, what really matters is the foreplay. You know, the woman must be in a good psychological state. The foreplay, the kissing, the stimulation, if it's adequate, the penetration act itself may just complete the whole story and not necessarily the penetration doing all the work. So the size, unless it's too small, which is a medical condition, if it's within a normal range, can do the work adequately.
Love sex.
Hey guys, today we're going to be talking about one of the main concerns I get from my male demographic. Does penis size matter? Let's talk about it. So I talk about this a lot on my second channel where I do Q&As. I get this question constantly. So this video is gonna follow a similar format to what I put up on Monday. I will link that video down below. I talked about, oh my God, what do you do if you won't go down on you? But I just wanna talk about a couple of the main questions that I get and what my answers to those are. So now if I get those questions a whole bunch, I just have this video to send to people and hopefully it can ease some concerns. If you have any follow-up questions or you want me to go more in depth with something, let me know. I would be more than happy to. The first main question that I get is, I'm concerned about my penis size. What is the perfect penis size? You know, like that's, or what's average? What do girls like? Bigger, smaller, what's best? And then there's, I think I have a small penis. What can I do about it? So we're gonna talk about both of those things, starting out with, what is the perfect penis size? I don't like being that person who doesn't give a direct answer, but really in this situation, there's no direct answer to give. Like, I can't sit here and be like, it's 4 inches, it's 5 inches, it's 6 inches. There is an average size for every country, right? Those numbers come out every year because people are fascinated by it. But the perfect size, that depends on so many factors. Women, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, have different sized vaginas. Some are deeper, some are more shallow, so that depends. People like different positions, and certain positions work better with different sized penises, you know? Some people aren't really big into penetrative sex. And then there's what really matters here, which is confidence, because really, regardless of what sized penis you have, you can make it work. Now, I will say that most of the messages that I get on this subject are from people with smaller than average penises, and here's what my advice typically is for that. find sex positions that work for you, because there's some sex positions that, granted, do feel a little bit better if you're slightly more well endowed, but then there's also sex positions that really, 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 really feel good if you have a more average or under average size penis, because if it's too big, it hurts, right? And again, it depends on the person that you're with and the sex positions that they like, and this is where experimenting comes in. This is where just discovering what you two like as a couple really like, and what feels good, and what makes you feel confident. Sex is about pleasure, and you can find so many countless ways to pleasure another person, whether it's finding a certain sex position that works for you and your size, or incorporating toys, or just having a ton of foreplay, like oral sex, or incorporating your hands. And then I was also discussing this with one person in particular, and they invested in a penis extender, and I also talked about this in one of my Adam and Eve sex toy hauls. I'll link that down below, and there's also a code for 50% off. Hello. But it's basically like you put your actual penis in it, and you're basically putting it into a toy, and then there's more toy penis, right? So it's like you're putting your dick into a dildo, and then you can fuck somebody with that, and it can make you feel more well endowed. And I mean, if that's something that you're interested in, talk to your partner. Like, if somebody came to me and they were like, I feel insecure about this, would you be okay if we incorporated some toys? Or would you be interested in trying a penis extender? If this is something that my partner that I care about wants to try, as their partner, I wanna make them feel comfortable and confident, so I'm going to let them try something that's going to make them feel more confident 9 times out of 10, right? So don't feel like you can't ask your partner to try these different things if you're feeling uncomfortable with your sex life as it is presently.
Have you ever wondered if your penis was too small? We're here at San Diego State University, and we're asking college girls the age-old question, does size matter? Your size matter?
Size of what?
Penis.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no. I don't know.
Just be real with us. We all know it does matter.
A little bit.
I thought you were talking about like height.
Yeah, we are talking about height. Penis height.
I'd say it matters only if it's like that small.
They know how to work it.
Okay. So even if it's like 1 inch.
No.
You're cool.
No. Size no. Yeah.
Oh, damn it. What am I going to do?
I'd say it matters. Yeah. Like not that much.
Okay.
Because so guys can make things work.
Does penis size matter?
Absolutely. But it doesn't if you know what you're doing with it.
Even if it's 1 inch penis?
If you know what you're doing with it, you can make it work.
Put down that Starbucks and let me ask you a question. Does size matter?
Oh yeah, it does matter.
So what do you think is the perfect penis size then?
Average and above, just as long as you know how to use it.
Above normal, as long as it's not scary.
7.5.
Give me a hand. Wait, can I see? Now we're holding hands, now we're a couple. Okay. So what's the perfect penis size? Give me inches.
7, 6.5.
Okay, I'd like 6? Oh no, I'd say like 7.
Well, I read in Cosmo that the average is like 6. That big.
6 inches up if you're not experienced. But okay. If you're good, then it can be smaller.
It's a perfect penis size.
Oh, well, really not beating around the bush there.
You don't want it to be so big that it hurts.
You gotta have some meat to it.
Meat? It can't be a pencil. Like some girth.
Girth.
So you like huge chodes?
No, I didn't say that.
So what's the perfect penis size? I'm sorry, was this something I said?
821 right now, 821. Situation with Wanda Smith. Log on to watchv103.com and see Shanae here live in the studio with her live situation.
Mm-hmm. So Shanae was presented with a challenging situation that a lot of women deal with, and we never talk about it in the public. Well, she's sick and tired of sitting back, and she wants to be the one to speak out on it. And this morning she did. Went on a nice little date, been dating the guy for quite some time now, and liked everything about him. They decided they were going to wait. Been dating about 5 months. They decided they were going to go on a nice trip to Vegas, favorite place, and this guy had strawberries. He did everything perfect until it was time to have sex, and nothing was there right there, right there.
Not at all.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. P103. Hello.
Yeah, she's wrong for the way that she feels.
Okay, explain to us why, Vince.
Well, because basically, if it was the other way around, and everything was perfect, but she wasn't putting it down, you'd be shaming the guy, saying that, you know, he should be more into the romance, and the sex is not everything, it's not 100%, blah, 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 blah. This is why dudes get to dog women if they got a big package, because in the end, that's what they want. That's not what they say they want, but that's what they want.
Well, I guess I'll take the liberty of replying. First off, I get to feel how I want to feel because it's my sexual experience. But beyond
vibrator.
That's what I'm saying. So you're telling me, hey, babe, sit back, I got this.
Everything else is perfect.
Do you think that's not going to hurt his feelings? Like, you don't think that's going to be worse to be like, I got this, I don't need you?
Sit down and talk to him. If you really love him,
She didn't say she loved him. She said she liked everything that was the way things were going. She didn't say she was in love.
Okay. All right.
But she liked him a lot.
Hey. Go on out there and get you, you know,
Vince.
Johnny Big Dang-a-Lang.
Have you ever had this situation happen to you?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I'm rocking my...
If it's tighter, the feel of it, because it's more sexual, you feel it, if it's tighter, the way you maneuver yourself with the woman and everything else, mm-hmm. because you get a different feeling to it. But then if it's just loose, it's literally, you're not feeling anything. You just, what's gonna happen? Nothing's gonna happen. There's no feeling, so you're just stabbing in the air. It's like you're going, like you're walking on mud, right? And you're like, type sound, that's what happens. So you don't want that. You really don't want that, dude.
Okay, so Vanessa, have you ever been in a situation whereby the penis was just too big or just too small?
Oh, yeah.
How did you feel? What was the reaction of being too big?
Too big, please, it's painful.
It's painful?
Why? Yeah, it's very painful.
Okay, you know that. What about if it's too small? What about if it's too small?
If it's too small, that you like the guy, you can manage. Okay,
so
not when it's too big.
Good. I like that point. So what you're trying to tell me now is you can't manage this.
No, please.
But you can manage this.
No.
And can manage...
I can manage...
this long.
Right, and then being this skinny though.
No, this one is okay.
Or you can manage this because it's small.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can manage this.
Yeah.
So this and that, what about this?
No, this one I can't.
Because so anything, you know that anything smaller than this, you're good to go, right?
It creates another problem for the vagina.
So what I'm understanding right now is even if it's lower than the 6.2 inches,
you can go all the way.
Okay.
That's not...
Okay. So anything smaller than this,
can
you need to go.
Yeah.
So guys, you heard it. You in.
All right, guys, like they said, it's all relative. Whatever works for Vanessa might not work for me.
This is the One Star Radio Network.
What you really like, baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. A simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Time. I'm just trying to get you high, fade it off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming.
what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it gets set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
On the One Star Radio Network, the official radio broadcasting network of the One Star family of companies. The One Star Radio Network is proud to showcase the very best news, music, sports, entertainment, and inspiration from around the world. Our amazing production team and voiceover talent is ready to create your amazing radio advertisement and promo from start to finish. Reach millions of listeners from around the country and from around the world with the power of One Star Radio Network. Contact us today at onestar.com. That's 1STARR.com.
Get in the game with Cricket Wireless. We've got more 4G LTE coverage than T-Mobile or Sprint. And if you switch now, you can get a brand new smartphone for free with plans that start at only $30 per month. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
I can see you hurting. I've been through the same thing. Baby, don't you worry, I got you. I just wanna know you. Tell me all your secrets. Looking like you need it.
824 right now. Okay, Shanae.
Yes.
In the 5 months that y'all were seeing each other.
Right.
Y'all never had any compromising positions where...
There's nothing to compromise. If your belly and your thing line up, there's no way to
listen,
rub it anyway.
Calm down. Calm down. calm down. You're not listening. You don't listen to me.
Okay. Go ahead.
When y'all are out, were y'all kissing, hugging? He was never like, y'all were never close. You never got a chance to even see a rise out of him until Las Vegas?
Yeah, because he was like, we're waiting till we got married. So it never really crossed the line. It was like a, you know, a kiss while we're sitting
down. No sweatpants?
No, nothing
out
of the
ordinary. No t-shirt, no shorts, no massages, none of that.
None of that. He had jeans on all the time. He knew what he was doing. He was plotting. He knew.
Come on, wait.
And then who hits the dun-da-da-dun stance? Who hits the Superman on you? If you know that you're right, you ain't got to do that. He was trying to, like, flex or something.
Right, I don't know.
I was like, yes, right.
So were y'all kissing?
Yeah, we were kissing earlier, but he stood up and just, like, got undressed. So it was, like, all at once.
No, I mean, like, before y'all got to Vegas.
Yeah, she said they kissed before.
So it never became horizontal.
Like, were we... I got to say, he was really like, we're waiting till marriage, like really above and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah, we've been rolling since high school. Y'all never got, I'm not rolling around and nothing like that.
No, never been in there a bed together. It was just really dinners.
Right. Constant. Dating.
Yeah, really like real dating. Like really dating. That's what I liked about him. Like, it was
exactly.
Real
he
live.
Didn't rush sex. And now we see why.
He was plotting on me. Girl.
But there are a lot of women that are responding saying that we never talk about this. And it's unfortunate that man can't do anything about it. So now his feelings are hurt. And kind of like what the last guy said, why don't you sit him down and talk to him if you really like him and maybe y'all can come up with something else.
There's nothing to come up with.
All right.
It's not.
You've already like deleted all the stuff. You blocked him. He's blocked
He's
now,
blocked.
Right? Wow. Because he got a small woo-woo.
Well, I just was like, this didn't end well. You know? And it wasn't. What happens is when you have sex, all the smoke goes away. You know, all the mirrors goes away and everything. If you like him, you see past everything. If you don't, everything bothers you. And everything, girl, I was literally like, do I find drawstring condoms to like secure it real tight so it stops falling
off? Knock it off, Sinead.
I'm serious. You think I'm not even laughing. I literally was like, Mom, do I order these off of Amazon? Where do they
Knock
have this
off.
Size?
Okay, let's take another call. Let's go to line 4. Good morning, V103.
Good morning.
Is this Chanel?
Yes, I'm
good morning,
say Chanel. So no one knows.
Okay,
good morning, Chanel
from downtown.
Yes,
go ahead, girl.
It's pretty recent, but I don't think she's wrong. Sex is everything, and I was recently, like a month recently, in this situation. Mm-hmm. The guy kept trying to pursue me, and wonder I'm more of a you. I don't wait. I want to know what's going to happen. What's
That's
got
good.
Going on? I need to know.
I just want
to
know.
It's important to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He kept pushing the issue. It was more him. It wasn't me. He just wanted to, you know, go there.
Right.
I said, cool. I'm just going to give in. Let's see what you got. He was romantic. He did everything a man would do to a woman. I was like, oh, this is going to be good. I've been doing this. I've been single for a year.
Right.
He pulled his pants down.
Girl.
And what happened?
I swear it was in his body. It wasn't
girl.
Even, it was just like a woman. I said, oh, wait, is this a man?
Oh,
my God. Is it a woman? Or what am I dealing with? And he was ready to go, and I was just laying there.
Oh.
I don't think anything. I was just silent until it was over because I'm going to let you do what you get, what you came for.
Right.
But after that, I need you to go. I wanted to leave my own house.
That's how I felt.
No. He had the nerve to think I was going to return a favor, something he did to me.
Right.
I couldn't dare put my face.
Girl.
Up. No.
You'd have been swirling that man like gum.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if to get dressed and leave.
So what if you meet a guy that is well endowed, everything, like he's well endowed, but all the other things aren't there? So how do you balance? Because we're just not going to find the perfect guy. What if you find a guy that's well endowed, but he's a butthole? He doesn't, you know, he's an idiot. He's not kind. He's a cheater.
Well, you can't deal with those either. It has to be some balance.
I was just
though.
Dealing with that too, but I dealt with that too. But you know, you just use them for what you need, and you go be romantic with the other guy who got the disability.
Okay. With the disability.
Well,
no.
Thank you for calling, girl. And we're going to see if we can get some handicap stickers. I'm about to call a place now, okay? All right. We're still taking your calls. Ryan, are you looking on Twitter? Because when we come back, we want to hear what people on Twitter have to say.
Okay.
What is your worst penis experience?
It being very, very small. No small penis experiences in my life.
So you only date black guys?
Pretty much.
It's way too small. It wasn't pleasurable.
Wow. I'm very sorry to hear that. Maybe I can make it pleasurable for you, maybe, after this interview, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay.
I'm in! Yes! Woo! Worst penis experience?
Nothing there.
Kind of went soft
That's
on
like
you.
That's, like, sad for me, huh?
Oh, no, it's okay. I swear, if I was ever with you, I would never be soft, okay? Like, right now, I'm fully erect right now. Let's say things are getting hot and heavy with this guy, your boyfriend, whatever. Things are getting hot, and then you pull down his pants, and he has 2-inch penis. What do you do?
Pull his pants back up. And walk away.
Scream yes. And run away.
Say peace and you walk out.
I mean, I guess you're kind of obligated. You know, you can look past that.
What's the biggest penis you've ever had to deal with?
Oh, God.
Besides mine.
7 is, like, the biggest.
Okay. What is the smallest penis you ever had to deal with?
Not as long as my iPhone.
So what happened? You walked out?
No, I had to use the restroom and then I walked out.
So how big do you think my penis is?
5 to 6.
It's actually pretty generous.
Maybe, like, 4.5 to 5.5.
That's still pretty generous for me.
About the size matter in a relationship or during sex comes up a lot of times.
That size matter.
I mean, this has been it's an age-old question. Depends sometimes. Well, too small, no. But
it doesn't to me, but it does to some other women.
As long as the person knows how to work whatever he has.
If you're small and you can make me happy during sex, I'm okay.
And the extreme big, no. But in between, any is fine because it depends on how good the person will do it.
As long as you know how to work it well, it's all about compatibility.
Whether small or big, it can be big, it can be okay, but if you don't know how to work it out, you still whack. So it doesn't really matter.
But if you're big and it's still the happiness and the organism and everything, I'm okay.
To me, kind of, it depends. But how good the guy is.
Very big, and do you like he's doing action movie, you know? So it depends sometimes.
So even if you're small and you know how to corner it and twist it, you never know, you could just land yourself a jackpot.
As the saying goes, it's not the size that counts, it's how you use it. But does this long-standing phrase ring true in the hugely debated topic of penis size? Does your member actually make a difference in attractiveness or ability to pleasure your partner? Interestingly, humans have the largest penis of any primate, both in absolute size and relative to body proportion, so you can be proud of that. Through our evolutionary history, females likely developed an interest and preference for penis shape and size, much like how female peacocks have a preference for a male with stunning feathers. As a result, they chose mates with larger penises, ultimately passing on those genes. This is known as sexual selection. It may also have been an advantage for males, as a longer penis is more efficient at removing the sperm of rival males during intercourse. The longer your depth of thrust, the better semen displacement, ensuring your genes get passed on. One particular study found that some women experience more frequent vaginal orgasms with longer penises, suggesting that it may be able to stimulate the entire length of the vagina and the cervix. However, it's important to note that women experience different types of orgasms. In fact, vaginal and clitoral orgasms may be completely separate phenomenon. They use different nerves and even stimulate different areas of the brain. Even the coveted G-spot, another sexually sensitive area in women, is located only 1/3 of the way into the vagina. Apart from this, many surveys of women have found that they're not nearly as concerned with size as men might think, and preferences vary. However, studies on homosexual men have shown that they regard a larger penis as ideal. Another study in 2013 actually found that flaccid penis size may also be a major factor in male attractiveness, even before sexual contact, which may seem odd considering we wear clothes nowadays, but for our ancestors, the genitals would have been visible. In the study, women were asked to rank the attractiveness of males based on computer-generated images reflecting different body types and penis sizes. From this, it was clear that not only were taller and more fit men much more desirable, but flaccid penis size played a role in their perceived attractiveness too. The larger the penis, the higher they were rated. But there was a limit. A flaccid penis larger than about 7.6 centimeters and attractiveness began to diminish. It would seem a penis in proportion may be most desirable. After all, over-exaggerated traits, even those related to attractiveness, can often be a sign of problems. And it turns out that the person attached to the penis makes a difference too, with most all studies showing confidence, enjoyable personality, and attraction being the best predictor of sexual satisfaction. Ultimately, while size does seem to matter in some ways, bigger isn't always better. Just be glad you don't have a bean weevil's penis.
8:46 right now. It is Situation with Wanda Smith, People Station, V1LB, the ATL's number for hip-hop and R&B. Sinead's in the studio. Log on to watch V1LB.com. Quit asking what she looked like. You can see what she looked like.
And that's her hair, so y'all know, God, because somebody's like, I'm sitting up there with a weave on. No, that's her. All hers. No tracks.
All right, some of the comments for you, Sinead. And they range.
Okay.
Shay says, kind of disgusted hearing this woman laughing at this man's expense. Mm-hmm. All physical, emotional pleasure shouldn't be wrapped up in the size of a man's joint. Mm-hmm. Tells a lot about her character. Mm-hmm. Now, if he was on air making fun of her shortcomings,
right,
it would be a different mm-hmm. situation. Shame on you. Mm-hmm. Shaking my head.
Okay, now, wait a minute, Sinead. Hold on. I do want to say this because everybody isn't well endowed, right?
Right.
So I want to say that let's just put yourself in a man's position. Let's say you didn't have nice boobs.
Okay.
And for 5 months, y'all were dating, and right, you wore a padded bra.
Right.
Okay? And he may be a boob guy.
Right.
And y'all go on this vacation. He can't wait. And when you take off your bra, you are not even an eighth cup. You are just flat-chested.
Right.
What if he treated you the same way and walked out on you and never talked to you, blocked you because of that? And that's something you cannot help. So how unfair
is
that?
Okay, here's what we got to keep in perspective. Everybody mm-hmm. has the right to have their preferences, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whether it's thick, light skin, dark skin, whatever. I had a guy tell me if you were 50 pounds heavier, you would be perfect.
Right.
Because that was his thing.
Right.
Well, I'm not. So at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we are getting what we like. And that's where it comes with being honest and open in the relationship from the beginning. Like I told him, this was important to me.
Right.
And he bamboozled me with the picture he sent because it was real zoomed up in, real close.
Okay.
He had a background on it. You know, you couldn't tell was nothing, no rulers or nothing next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So he set himself up. So what people tell you, if they show you who they are and they tell you who they're what they're looking for,
right,
believe that. You know, we like to throw out names. Oh, shame on you because you want a guy with a normal sized penis. And shame on you because you got want a guy with money. Shame on you. There's always these shames for wanting what you want. At the end of the day, I want what I want. A lot of women that have called in
mm-hmm.
want what they want. And it don't have to be super big. You ain't got to be, you know, King Dingling. But goodness gracious, can you at least have something that I could feel? We can make it work and I could love on you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Okay, let's go to, we have a call.
Chris.
Go ahead, Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning,
hey,
Chris.
What's happening? What's happening?
What you want to say to Sinead this morning, Situations with Wanda?
Hey, Sinead, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
Just got a few questions to ask.
Okay.
How long you and guy was dating?
About 5 months.
About 5 months. Okay, mm-hmm. cool. So he was doing the whining and dining and stuff. So all that was fine, correct?
Right.
The dude ever smile at you, anything like that?
Did he smile?
Did he smile? Just say yes, no. Did you see a smile?
Yeah, he smiled.
So you mentioned somebody had a crooked tooth or something.
No. It was a joke. I said, when we first met, his teeth were great, and I loved everything about it. I said, after we did, I was looking like, is your tooth crooked? And I said, there was nothing
everything
wrong with his teeth.
Looked like it's wrong yeah. because she didn't like it.
Exactly.
Okay, Chris, okay. Come on, get to the point.
Do you have any kids?
I do.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
I have three.
You have three kids. Okay, all about the same dude. How we know you're not flappy jappy down there where you at with all the kids you got?
First off, my kid is 18 years old. Secondly, hold on. My stuff. No, hold on.
Why you cut him off?
He asked me a question.
What flappy jappy?
So after we got done, I got a ring proposal. That's how I know. Put it like that. So what I did got me a ring. What he did got him fired. Do you understand the difference?
So you got three kids all by the same guy.
Correct. I was married.
So you was married.
Correct.
So describe yourself in 10 seconds. Describe yourself. Are you light skinned, by the way?
I'm beautiful. Next. 10 seconds.
How
done.
You beautiful? That's it?
That's it.
You see this guy for... See, this is the problem that we run against. You see this guy for 5 months. Mm-hmm. You probably slap your jabber down now, but come up here and dog the man out. Did you suck anything? Did you suck?
All right, oh, all right, bye, okay. Chris.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Just, hey, all right,
bye, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Killed yourself off. Now you fired too. Next.
A man yes. said, are you flappy, jappy?
Yes. I ain't even heard that term before. What is a, I don't even want to know. Wow. Bottom line is, again, if it wasn't right, no matter who you're with, if it's not right, you have the right to leave. And you have the right to go in a different direction.
Okay.
That is what life is about, making choices. But we don't talk about men because women were sensitive and we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Where men are less sensitive and they don't mind talking about, you got girls dying to go get booties, not because they just want to die and go get a bigger booty. It's because someone said that this is what's going to make you more attractive. Well, I'm helping you brothers out. This is what's going to make you more attractive.
All right. Well, hopefully you find that perfect guy that brings you what you want.
I'm going to be like you, Wanda. I'm going to be like you.
Yep, that would be me. That would be me. And if I could take him and plant him in an open field, you'd have a Lamar. You'd have a Lamar. B103.
Situations with Wanda Smith, Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. on the Ryan Cameron Morning Show. Email your situation now to situations@wvee.com or call the Situation Hotline at 404-832-2909. It's the People Station.
You have been listening to the One Star Network. This presentation of the One Star Radio Network and all broadcasts of the One Star Radio Network are immediately available on demand on iTunes, Podbean Podcast app, and all One Star websites.